Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, it is a special day. Only happens once every, how many days, Bubble Boy?
34 years.
Every 34 years, we have this leap day thing. And here we are, so February 29th. This day will never exist ever again.
We have an extra day, or are we lost a day? I'm confused. I never really.
I think we gained one, CJ.
So are we really here?
That is the question. I will tell you.
What is reality? I mean, I feel like we're here, but.
I don't know. Barry the Bugger might be able to set us straight. No, that's very unlikely. Okay, well, stop it. But he is with us, connected via the web, along with the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. That'd be Vinny Two Tanks. Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Jerry the Diver Guy.
Hey, you
Casey, you have a comment? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this is a special day.
It is. I know.
Our listeners get an extra Scuba Radio that they never get during a regular year.
Well, at least during a February, you get an extra edition of Scuba Radio this February.
That's right.
How about that?
And it's free. We do it for free.
Nobody cares.
No, but I think what we have to do is apologize. Is what we need
There's
to do.
There's too much apologizing going on.
Well, you know, sometimes you do what you got to do.
Who are you, Obama?
I know what, you know what this is? This is a special
a mistake?
Show produced by Jerry for president to the listeners of Scuba Radio.
Right. Okay.
That'd be correct.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. I'll go with that.
Not true. We haven't received a single cent from that campaign. I think Greg's running these ads for free.
Maybe that could be the case.
Oh, we've lost Jerry.
What the hell do they keep doing? Why is this happening? Is this one of those things? Is this what happens when, you know, you add an extra, you know, show to the year? You have these little gremlins pop up.
Back to the Future when you start disappearing in the picture.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, everybody was off today. At least two of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad logged in early and interrupted our boat show today. You rat bastards! We try to operate on a professional level. We never achieve it.
Since when?
Don't get me wrong.
Oh, we're going to start today?
No.
Professional stooges.
We have no chance. But the point is that, yeah, you know, we strive for perfection. We just never achieve it. Not even remotely close. But, you know, I don't know. What are you going to do? Yeah, we apologize. So our bases are covered. That's why we apologize every week.
Our best shows approach mediocre.
I'll take it. I'll take that
as
a win.
That's the pinnacle.
I will definitely take that as a win. Okay, so Jerry the Diver Guy is back with us now. Are you locked in?
I hope.
Locked and loaded? Will you quit jumping on and jumping off?
There's no camera, though. There's no camera.
It's this stupid snowstorm we had. It screwed the internet up.
Is that what it was? Yep. Yeah, it's beautiful here in Orlando where we're based. So glad we're not
beautifully
you.
Beautifully white here.
Okay. Well, that may be.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, look, the Scuba Squad is connected via the web, and we'll get to them momentarily. However, you know, last week, Jerry was at the DC Dive Show along with Mermaid. Kristen, and I think we have Kristen online. Kristen, are you with me? Talk to me.
I sure am.
All right. So Kristen is at her other job. When she's not mermaiding, she's throwing axes at people. And yes. That's what you're doing right now. Is that right, Kristen?
Yes, I stepped outside.
Picture up, Greg.
Yeah.
for a little bit so I could actually sit down and relax for a minute and talk to you guys. It has been absolutely crazy.
All right. Well, yeah, she's been working all day throwing axes. How many people have you actually killed so far today, just today, you figure?
Oh, we don't talk about things
okay.
like that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I tried. Yeah, you have to ask.
Is a difficult customer referred to as an axe hole?
You know, I that happens, I'm sure, Kristen, in your profession, right?
Yes, and we get lots of funny things. Actually, our best-selling shirt we have says, "Are you checking out my axe?"
No doubt about it, is my guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kristen, you know, she is one of our Scuba Radio mermaids. She was at the DC Dive Show last week for the launch of Jerry the Diver Guy's candidacy. Wow, you're killing people as we speak. I love it.
Can you hear it? I stepped aside so you could hear it. Just how crazy it is in here.
Yes.
And banging.
Right. So, you know, I don't know. Are you like Jerry's bodyguard, too, when he's on the campaign trail? And then you whip out your axe and then, you know, cut people if they get out of line kind of thing? Or?
Definitely. We all know Jerry needs a little help with that.
So. Right. Vote Jerry or I'm going to kill you.
I think Jerry needs some firewood. Because he's got a snowstorm going.
Yeah.
Well, we do have plenty of that here as well.
Yeah, well, and you could chop his wood for him. That's not a euphemism. Bubble Boy is breaking into song, and I wish he wouldn't do that, really.
I can't help it.
I thought you were having a seizure there for a moment.
Greg, how many questions are you going to ask her?
They keep coming. The hits keep coming. All right,
they're
so
not landing, but they're coming.
You know, so she literally works at an axe throwing establishment, an entertainment.
I've never
complex.
Heard of that.
I haven't either. So
we don't have any of those down here, do we?
I don't know if we.
Yes, we do.
Is this a new thing, or is this just what they do in your local town?
No, we do that here, Greg.
We do. Where?
It's like a gun range.
We do that
with
in
axes.
Winter Springs every January. It's the Scottish Highland Games.
Yeah, but that's
okay.
Like a mobile,
that's an event. This is like a you know, they do it every single day, right, Kristen? And it's like an entertainment complex kind of thing, right?
Yeah, well, we do it Thursday through Sundays. It is actually a really huge thing. They're all over the place, believe it or not. I'm sure if you actually Googled it, do like axe throwing in the town that you're in, you'll probably find somewhere at least within like a 20-mile radius that does it.
Wow. Okay. Well,
it's honestly, it's huge. Like, it's crazy how like it has blown up, especially like for us here.
Yeah.
Like when I first started here, especially Saturdays, I was kind of busy. But now on Saturdays, it's like if you don't make a reservation 2 days prior, you are not going to be here throwing on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that I believe you. I mean, I've seen the video. She's posted stuff up on her Facebook page of her throwing axes. And which goes to show that, you know, we get this question quite a bit on our Scuba Radio Mermaids. Like, hey, where do you get these mermaids? Well, we go to the axe throwing establishments and we recruit them, or we just find the mermaids find us, and then we find out that they have all these extra skills that can come in handy on top of their free diving capabilities, their dive certification certs. You're an advanced open water. What cert do you hold, Kristen? What do you think?
I have an advanced open water.
Okay. And she's a great free diver, too. So she's great under the water. But if she's above the water, like she was at the DC
she's
Dive Show.
She's chucking axes.
Or she's going to join us at the Beneath the Sea Show in New Jersey here at the end of March. Be careful what you say to her.
Don't
she might cut you.
I wouldn't
bring it. And you know, it's cooler. The owners of this place, they're all them and their whole family actually is all scuba certified as well. And they like, this is what we talk about all the time, how much we like places we've gone diving, things we do as well as axe throwing.
Yes. Well, you know, instead of a dive knife, do you take an axe underwater with you, or would that be appropriate, or no? What do you think?
And it might be a little heavy to do that.
It'd be heavy. It'd just add a little extra weight.
You'd have a hard time getting an axe through security at the airport.
No, I don't. Well, if you checked it, they wouldn't care, maybe.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can check things like that.
Yeah, that would look pretty awesome underwater. You know, you have like an axe strapped to your weight belt.
That'd be like
Indiana Jones kind of thing.
You wouldn't need weights.
Possibly. You just have two axes on either
heavy,
side
right?
of your hips. And then when the guys get out of line, if they say something inappropriate, you just cut them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm telling everybody that now, especially for the folks in Jersey, because when we're up there at the Beneath the Sea Show here at the end of the month, you know, they're a little bit more, some of the guys can be a little more forceful. And I mean that, and I don't mean that as you know, as being mean or anything. I mean, it's just, you know, there's a bit of an attitude in New Jersey.
You mean like they're a little more whiny?
They're very forward.
No, they're forward. They're like, hey, I would like that. I would like a mermaid. No, I don't know.
Favorite comment of nice shells, are they real?
Ah, right. You've heard that one.
Lots of times.
So you just, I'm telling everybody up front right now, just be prepared or just be informed that, you know, if you say something inappropriate to Mermaid Kristen, you're playing with fire. She could draw blood.
That's very true.
Yeah. Just adds another element of excitement and danger to our appearances at these dive events. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, hey, Dinesh.
Why are you here? Where's AJ?
Oh, AJ can't come. You wanted him to become certified scuba before the trip, right?
Yeah, so we could scuba, Gabe.
Well, he finished all his check dives last night, but you have to wait 24 hours before you fly, so we decided to trade places.
For the day?
No, for all of it.
Why?
Because it'd be easier?
No.
Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Look around, what do you see? I see a jellyfish swimming near me. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Let's dive into the deep blue sea.
Well, that's great. That'd be a fun thing to do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, but we can't do it at the moment, so we're just going to talk about it. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, Barry the Bugger. Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, I see, is with us. We're going to talk to him in just a bit. Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, and even Walt DeMartini. We got a full crew, and on top of that, we have a mermaid with axes in her hands with us as well. Kristen, you still with me there? I mean,
sure.
Okay. So she's holding her iPhone there at the axe-throwing establishment Where is it located? Go ahead and give them a plug there, Kristen. You don't want to? You don't want anybody to find you?
I said so. I'm from, it's from in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Okay. It's actually very easy to find. It's called Fredericksburg Axes.
Okay. That's easy enough, right? So,
we are the only axe throwing establishment within like a 50-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. And so if you go there and find Mermaid Kristen, she'll throw an axe at you? Is that how it works? And or what?
I'll teach you how to throw an axe.
Okay.
And if I think that you're doing good enough, and maybe if I like you enough, I might teach you some of my trick shots.
What does that entail? What kind of trick shots with an axe do you do? Like through your legs or something, or behind your back, or what?
Ooh, this sounds right.
Yeah. So
my
like
ass.
The videos. The videos I posted were trick shot videos. It's just like one of them is an underhanded throw.
Yeah.
Which is the first thing I will teach. I teach people.
Right.
And then behind, one of them I posted is behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another one. We just hold the axe upside down with the blade facing us and kind of, you throw it. I don't really know how to describe how you throw it. You just kind of like, do like a circle motion to throw it up towards it.
Right. What about the trick where you throw the axe and it like, hits the jugular just right and all the blood spurts everywhere?
What? Ooh, well, I don't think that'll happen. They're not very sharp because, and I know this from personal experience because I was doing behind the back shot like 2 weeks ago and my leg was a lot further out than I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I smacked myself with the blade side of the axe on my calf and I have a giant black and blue welt on it. And I didn't even cut myself, but I did a good number on my leg just by how hard I was swinging it.
Well, wait a minute. You're a mermaid. You have no legs.
I mean my tail.
Barry the Bugger would like to get in on this action in some capacity, I believe. Is that right, Barry, or what? What are you thinking?
I was just curious. Do these axes come with scopes, or do you bring your own so you can get further distance? As far as aiming.
Oh boy.
We're very basic here, but you can bring whatever you want.
Yeah.
Dill hole.
Barry. And
Barry, when did you become an axe professional?
When my ex axed me.
Okay, all right.
moving on.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll edit this out in post. Yeah, Casey, go.
I thought of a great idea.
Yeah, what's that, Casey?
We set up in front of Dima and we entertain the crowd with the ring toss. Let's do axe throwing this year.
Hey, she'll be at Beneath the Sea. And I don't know. I mean, is that can we do that with only like, if we take out just, like 1 out of 10 attendees of the Beneath the Sea show with an axe?
How about we just throw them at Barry?
Oh, hey.
I don't think their insurance would cover that.
How many waivers do you have?
If you catch an axe, you get a free gift.
Yeah, death.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hey, the first person to die having an axe thrown at her by Mermaid Kristen wins a trip to the Bahamas.
In a pine box.
Yeah, yeah, and then, we get to keep it. I don't think that's how it's going
to
work.
We have nothing else to talk about, do we?
What are you talking about?
After catching the axe, you go tiger shark diving.
Yeah, possibly. Well, you're already going, so you're good to go. Beneath the Sea is when Casey is going to on the cruise ship with Virgin Atlantic, and then he's going to go to Bimini and dive with the Hammerheads.
So we will be, that makes us the losers that shall suck it.
Yes. As he so aptly explained last
week. Yes, it does. You had your chance. I tried to put a trip together.
Yes, he did. And by the way, Casey, I don't think your microphone's on. I hear you through your laptop today. You sound a little echoey. So, you can fix that.
That's the wind blowing through his ears.
You think that's what it is? Better? All right, Jerry. Yeah. No, that's not better at all. That's I think your mic is not plugged up or something, maybe. But I'm just saying that's fine. It's still we can hear him plenty clear enough to say, "Suck it, losers." I'm going to dive with hammerheads. Is that something you want to do, Kristen? By the way, You have no issue diving with sharks or things like that.
You guys all know sharks are my favorite animal.
They are. No, actually, I did not know this. So sharks are your favorite animal. Is there a particular species of shark that, gets you going, so to speak? Hammerheads are the ones. Why is that? What do you just think? They look cool, or what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I just always loved hammerheads.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I bring that little hammerhead stuffed animal with me whenever, wherever I go to do mermaiding stuff.
I remember that. Yes.
I bring him.
It's like her support animal, you know, it's like a little.
It was in DC, Greg.
I bring it to the dive shows because it helps draw people, like, you know, kids are so shy and kids don't want to come up and talk to you.
Right.
Even though they're like, they love mermaids, but. You know, having that, I bring it with me so I can say, well, you know, if you come and sit with me and take a picture, right, we'll let you, I'll even let you hold and play with my shark. But
yeah, there's an age appropriate level. You don't
for children.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. After they get, what, over like 13, yeah, then you don't say that type of question, I guess, right?
No. What if they're children at heart?
Children at heart?
What if they're children of the sea?
Oh.
Chicken of the sea.
No,
you guys did miss a good fun thing
in DC.
A good show in DC because I actually got a few guys to put my mermaid top on.
You did?
Oh God,
were they drunk?
I don't think Jerry wasn't there for that.
Really?
Wisely.
Yeah.
So these were after hours activities that happened at the DC dive show last week.
It was after Jerry left to go home.
After he left to go home, or passed out.
Let's leave it.
I did not pass out.
That is rumor and innuendo. He was on the campaign trail. He's trying to be responsible.
Exactly.
He's only drinking beer, I think, is what it was. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it sounded like you guys were having a blast. You know, Jerry the Diver Guy launched his candidacy for president last week in D.C. We'll talk more about that and a lot more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Big Wave Dave, we hope to connect with him in hour two. I think he might already be on Facebook Live's video where he can see me, myself, CJ and Bubble Boy. He can't see the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, let alone our axe welding mermaid, Kristen. So too bad for him. That's what I said, axe welding.
Wielding.
No, she's welding axes, and then she throws them at people. You don't weld right, them. Kristen? Back me up there, Kristen. Isn't that true? Yeah, you can.
I don't throw them at people, or I fix them.
You do both. You fix them, and then you throw them at people. Because when you throw them at people, you might break them, and she has to weld them.
Wielding means she's holding one.
She's throwing them. She's not wielding them.
Oh my
she's
God.
She welds them. How dare you correct me? How dare you? I am Greg the Dive Master. Have you not heard me say that?
And I don't know how to talk good.
We'll throw an axe in your super room.
Oh, golly. Well,
Kristen, back to Wyoming.
You got to get back to throwing axes, son, I assume. But I appreciate the update. We'll see you in a few weeks here at the end of the March for the Beneath the Sea show. So brush up on your skills, and maybe we'll throw some axes in New Jersey. Okay? You ready?
Oh, that would be fun.
I like it. Okay. Well, you have a great day. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you.
I'll see you guys in a month.
All right. There you go. Mermaid Kristen.
God, I respect her.
Well, you know, it's kind of like diving a little deeper into what they do when they're not mermaids. Now we know one of them is an axe wielding, person kind of thing. It's a unique talent. They all have, I mean, we've come across some pretty unique mermaids and what they do in their
spare. No, Bubble Boy. We're not talking about hatchet wounds. Stop it.
Cut him. Just
stop
cut him.
It.
I'll give her $5.
Until they find the bodies.
We'll throw Bubble Boy up against the wall, and I'll give her $5 if she cuts him. Just draw a little bit of blood. I don't want him to bleed out or nothing. That'd be gross. But just nick him.
You're kind of weird.
I'm just saying, it would be fun to watch, wouldn't it?
I think you got your hair cut too short.
That could be. Yeah, it could be. More coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Professional mermaid says unwanted advances from merverts is the worst part of the job. Just like that, you've been made aware of a new profession and its very serious problems and the word mervert.
Hey now.
Get my flippers on and go scuba diving.
Hey now.
Watch me get my goggles on and go scuba diving.
Hey now.
Scuba diving.
Hey now.
Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
East Coast. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
West Coast. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
Midwest. You know I'm going scuba diving.
Hey now.
Dirty South. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
Where is that dive site? I do wonder.
It's down here in the dirty south.
Oh.
We are in the dirty south.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Orlando, Florida. Lee CJ, Bubble Boy, and myself.
I know that's Atlanta, but I don't know if that encompasses that comes down.
Dirty south? Well, it's why we get in the water and dive.
I feel like we are the dirty south.
Wash off all that
stuff. I thought it was Fort Lauderdale.
Oh. You might be onto something there. I don't know. But, yeah, I wanted to get rid of Kel.
They're down near the tip.
I wanted to get rid of Kristen there before we played that, though, because I didn't want to remind her about the merverts. But she can handle herself.
Sorry.
Because she's an axe-wielding mermaid.
Even if you got hit with an axe handle, that would hurt like hell. Oh, you don't even need the axe part.
True. And, you know, the fact that she has that extra added skill is
probably good.
Keep the Jersey divers in line here.
Probably good.
But you know. Barry, go ahead. Yes, what?
Is this the world's first show devoted to axe throwing?
It could be.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
It has for 36 minutes.
Okay.
Remember when we used to talk about diving?
Well,
scuba diving?
Just plain world.
I thought it would be.
God, those were the days.
You guys are giving me grief, and I thought it would be appropriate to kind of share one of the other skills that one of our scuba radio mermaids have that you probably would have never guessed. And I think Mermaid Kristen, with this axe-wielding, you know, skill that she has exhibited now and has shared with the world, is pretty unique, isn't it?
Yes, it's like these a are not one too, right? Craig?
These are not one-dimensional mermaids we're talking about. They have they multitask. They have skills.
That's great.
Okay, all right. I'm getting nowhere with you guys.
Great story.
Okay,
rich and compelling.
I'm going on vacation, so I'm, you know, I'm
again.
Kinda, yeah,
it's all about Greg.
Is this what they call phoning it in?
No, hey, I'm not. I'm living on the edge. You know, with all this coronavirus stuff going on.
Where are you going, Greg?
I'm
going
to live on the edge next week by going on a cruise ship. It's actually called the Edge.
God,
the boat is called the Edge.
The Diamond Princess.
No, it's a different cruise ship.
Wow. Enjoy your flu.
It's not the flu. It's a virus.
Have a norovirus.
No. Anyway.
Flu is a virus.
Yeah. I hope to get some. I'm not planning to dive next week, but I am planning to sneak in some snorkeling down possibly in Cozumel.
Do you enjoy being quarantined?
Sneaky snorkeling?
Sneaky? Possibly.
Sneakling.
Sneakling?
He's going sneakling.
You know, I'll probably.
You don't tell anybody.
I don't know if I should get one of those full face mask snorkel thingies.
No, a stateroom with a cabin. The cabin should be a stateroom with a balcony.
Yeah, of course. Duh. What do you think? I'm trash?
Yeah, I think you're in the middle of the ship with no windows.
I think you should, Greg, because if anybody should look like a dork, it's you.
Okay.
Oh,
the support I get from our crew.
That hurts.
Axe right to the midsection.
Mighty blow.
That was a big axe.
Yeah. Okay. So we will see. And of course, if I do, I'll share that. Cozumel, by the way, is a place Mexico, period.
Mexico.
I've never done a scuba dive there.
Mexico.
Now, Eric Douglas is with us right now. Eric, come in. You haven't said much because you're probably, I don't know.
We haven't addressed him.
Dumbstruck by what he's been listening to so far. Is that true, Eric? What do you think?
Dumbstruck is a really, really good way to describe it.
Well, thank you. That's what we do. Sometimes, you know, we make our guests speechless. But Mexico is a you've dove there many times, I assume, in your diving life, so to speak. And yeah, he's written stories that incorporated like the Mayan underwater sacrificial springs there in the Yucatan. And
That was the fifth of the Mike Scott books, actually.
Right. And that was a great one because, you know, there's these mythical stories connected to the Yucatan caves and springs. They're springs, right? Is that right, Eric?
They call them cenotes, but it's the same thing as a freshwater spring in Florida.
Yeah. And I've seen pictures. I've seen videos. And that's actually on my list. I don't really care so much about going and diving the reefs in Cozumel. I know they'd be great. I've seen plenty of videos and stuff like that. And it'd be great diving as it is much around the Caribbean and stuff. But those cenotes in the Yucatan look really amazing. I mean, you're diving through these caves and stuff. But when you're going to check yourself a little bit after you read Eric's book, because he kind of incorporates a spiritual, you know, like, I don't know.
Element.
The Mayan Indians would have sacrifices in these cenotes back in the day.
And paleface?
They're not paleface.
The Mayans saw the cenotes. Remember, that was their only freshwater source.
Right.
There are no lakes in Mexico, at least in that part of Mexico. Mm-hmm. So that was their only freshwater source. But they saw that was the cenotes as the key or the opening to the underworld.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where their gods lived down below, and they made sacrifices into them, and it was creepy. It's pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. And that Mike Scott novel he has, it's a Mayan. What is the title of that one?
It was Heart of the Maya.
Heart of the Maya. Yeah. Yep. It's a really good one. But when you read it, if you've been there, it'll really hit home. But if I've read it and I haven't wanted to go because I was like, you know, the spirits. I'm going to dive in there and the friggin' spirits are going to sacrifice me, you know, to the underworld or something. And, you know, I'll tell you right now, if I ever have the experience, like I said, it is on my list. I want to do it. I will be thinking of your book and some of those stories and the you know, foreboding, the creepiness. Yeah. But that adds to the adventure, you know.
They're stunningly beautiful. I definitely recommend it if you get a chance. I disagree with you. You need to go dive, especially off of Cozumel, the reefs off of Mexico and off of Cozumel. Are fantastic and it's fun because they're drift dives most of the time. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to fin, you just kind of float along and the scenery changes around you.
Right. Well, the reason why I'm not diving. I'm going to go there for a day
because you're a baby.
No, because they have this other thing in Mexico that always has a tendency to distract me from the diving. That would be tequila.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's and it's cheap and it's plentiful as soon as you get off the cruise.
Oh, it's cheaper than water practically.
You're going to be hitting the ukulele.
You want me to fill up the ukulele for you guys?
Ooh,
bring it
great.
Back so you can spill it all over the equipment again. Yeah.
That won't stop me from drinking.
They have Coronas there too.
Oh, they have Corona. He's not supposed to
go to the El Presidente and have mezcal.
Okay. Yeah, Barry's very close to going into timeout again. Are you guys with me? Barry, you better watch it, buddy. You're on thin ice, mister.
Look at Barry in the monitor.
He's eating cake.
Barry, turn to your camera and say, diabetes.
What is wrong? Turn your camera.
Looks like Wilford Brimley.
Turn your head.
He got it.
Oh, jeez.
Diabetes.
Anyway.
Hey, Greg, I have an actual dive equipment question when we get to that section of the show.
Okay, go ahead. We're there.
I didn't know they were the section anymore.
I need a new underwater light for my camera going on this hammerhead dive, and I know you saw some really good underwater lighting at the last show.
That's right. At the boot show in Germany, I picked up a new dive light from Big Blue. So BigBlueDiveLights.com, and I got one that was 10,000 lumens. 10,000, not 1,000. 10,000 lumens! I mean, it's like bringing
the
god of the sun underwater with you into the cenotes of the Yucatan. And I mean, if anything would scare away the spirits, it'd be that dive light, I'll tell you right now. Because they worship the sun down there, don't they? Or did they back in the day, Eric? You probably know that when you did your research for the book, right?
That was one of the gods of the Mayans. They had several.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Ra.
That's Egyptian.
Wrong god.
Oh, that's Egyptian? No, it's a sun god, but it's Egyptian.
Soul.
Del Sol. Oh, yeah. When you dive.
Wrong side of the world.
And the sun
hits your shirt, it changes colors.
Quetzalcoatl, yeah.
No, it's like the Del Sol shirts. No, you wouldn't get that. You've never been on a cruise ship, have you?
Yeah, a bunch of cruise ships.
No, well, then you know what the Del Sol shirts are. They change color in the sun because they're magic.
Yeah, it sounds kind of femme.
Okay. Well, okay, I'll give you some more tips on a dive light there that you can pick up for your trip to Bimini. Just a bit there, Casey. We'll get on track eventually. We got we got about an hour and 20 minutes left. So, and sometime in that portion, we'll get to it. There you go. Yeah, stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in AquaCat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the AquaCat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in AquaCat. And you're here at Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in AquaCat. And you're listening to a Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to
diving. The world's first radio show
devoted to
dive. You kidding? You did it, translate.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted
to diving.
Devoted.
Devoted to
diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
Yeah, simple as that. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here. I will be in Mexico next week, and it's a good thing I know Spanish. Thanks to Manny.
See.
Yeah. At least I have friends that I can lean on that'll translate for me. Like, I want to go snorkeling and go see cool stuff. Maybe see, the cenotes in Mexico. Maybe. I don't know. It could happen. But you'll hear about it next week or the week after. All right. So, Casey, just to get back and cover this base accordingly for him. And
Greg.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Greg, we have a program correction.
Uh-oh. Yes, producer.
In the earlier segment, when Bubble Boy referred to Barry and asked him to say the word diabetes.
Ah.
He actually meant to say Casey.
Ah, okay.
We apologize, and we regret any confusion this may have caused.
Okay, well, thank you. We just got to make sure, we keep things straight on this show, because we don't want to spread rumor and innuendo, accidentally. We do that on purpose, right?
I think we're covered now.
Okay, good, good. So, Casey, diabetes aside... What about the...
I don't have diabetes. It's Barry stuffing his face with key lime pie.
Ah, okay.
No, homemade key lime pie.
Oh, well, that makes a difference.
Casey eats healthy, yeah. Greg. He only eats Quaker Oats.
Huh. Okay. Anyway, everybody, it's Scuba Radio Happy Hour. What do you want? Casey, the dive light that you want for your trip to Bimini, what are you planning to take underwater as far as your camera? Because I told you I had that big blue dive light.
I've got a GoPro.
A GoPro, okay. And so...
And when we were in Turks Caicos, a lot of my film came out a little blue, so I figured I needed more light.
Okay, well, you're going to take this down to do your hammerhead dive in Shark Bimini, dive. Right?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, you're only going to be in about 20 feet of water. It's pretty shallow, so chances are you're not going to need a ton of light unless you want to get crazy with it. It'd be borderline whether... Well, you probably will want a red filter, maybe. You have a red filter for your GoPro?
No, but I'll get one.
Get a red filter, and then if you want to, that big blue light would be perfect. And I'd let you borrow mine, but there's no way in hell I'll ever do that. You'll have to go buy your own.
There you go.
Would that bother the sharks?
No, I'll drive over and get it, Greg. It's fine.
No, it won't happen. Big blue diving light.
You'll be in Mexico. You don't need
diving lights. No, I'm bringing mine. Yeah, in case I go snorkeling, I'll do it. But my point is, it's 10,000 lumens, the one I have. And for a day dive.
10,000.
Well, no, for a day dive, you would. That's where I was going with this.
Because of Del Sol.
Well, if you're diving during the day, that's when you actually need more power from your dive light to really make it make a difference. Because you got to light up your subject.
Yeah, I want to bring out the colors and really make the hammerheads pop.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, unfortunately, though, fortunately, you're going to be shallow enough where you probably won't need it. If there's sun out during the day when you're diving, if the weather's well and cooperating that day, you're really not going to need a dive light. That's just going
to carry.
Say that, Barry, again. Say it.
If he's down at 20 feet, it starts to turn bluish down there. If he's only at 6 or 7 feet, that would be fine.
Well, you're better off with a red filter, he will not need a dive light, Barry. How dare you question my authority?
But a red filter will cut down some of the light into the camera.
Well,
why not use a light and really make it pop?
Well, okay. Once again, the problem is, unless you have one that's very powerful, it's not going to make that much difference that shallow, and especially if the sun's out already. You know what I'm saying? So
Casey, I'll tell you where he hides it later.
Well, let me think of it this way. Yeah. It's not a one-time use, so in the future it'll still serve me well.
True. So maybe you need to go get
that
one.
That way, if it is cloudy or is a little blue, I'll have plenty of light to bring out the color.
Well, I'll tell you, I will vouch for that big blue diving light. The 10,000 lumen. They got a ton of them, so you got every lumen rating you can imagine, and probably I bet they must have 30, 40 different models of dive lights, but the
is
one
I look that, them up.
Yeah,
is
look
there
them
another
up.
One you could recommend?
Well, the 10,000 lumen one, as far as power, when you get up to that level, that's going to cover pretty much any scenario you need. It also has a red light on it, like if you're doing a night dive kind of thing for focusing and you didn't want to bother the critters and stuff like that, hurt their eyes. A lot of features. BigBlueDivingLights.com. Check them out. A great company, and I'll vouch for them, at least for that much. All right, look, we got hour two on deck. The dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, is threatening to join us. Big Wave Dave, more with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and much more coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love you down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.